Right, everybody, welcome back to the Intoxicated Podcast. Hey, this is different. This is new. This isn't normal. What is this, you might ask?
What is this?
What are we doing?
What is this?
Hey, everybody, this is a new bonus series on Intoxicated. Limited time bonus. I don't even know what I'm saying it is. This is a daily podcast for the month of December. So this, we're calling this Podmas.
Happy Podmas.
Happy Podmas.
Surprise. Your gift is us.
Your gift is us every day for 25 days.
Woo woo.
So this was inspired. Actually, I need to give some backstory on how I was inspired to do this. Essentially, one of my bosses, who is also the host of Canadian Politics Is Boring, did this last year for Christmas and saw a really good growth in his podcast. Ooh. Because of it. Because people liked tuning in every day to hear what they presents. Were saying. Yeah.
We're like giving you some presents for 25 days.
This is a podcast advent calendar.
Oh, I love that. I love advent calendars.
Right? This is the audio version.
Oh, ooh, I just thought of a hot take.
Ooh, okay, leave it.
Okay.
Because we're going to get to that. Sorry. Write it down or something so we don't forget.
Okay.
Because this is my issue in life. I far too often don't write things down and then the thought is gone. So this is going to be a daily podcast for 25 days. We're going to end it on Christmas Day, because we probably should at that point.
At that point, you get your turkey in you, you get your last daily podcast in you, it's over.
So
happy new year.
This is going to be a new thing. And every day we're going to kind of talk about something different, but we're going to have some similar themes every week. We're going to have some rants, some hot takes. We're going to talk about trending topics. We're going to talk about Christmas. We're going to have certain episodes where we have a Christmas theme, where we dive into something about Christmas. What else is there?
We're going to have a Wild Card Wednesday.
Wild Card Wednesday, which is what we're starting on right now.
Oh, yeah.
Which is essentially anything goes. We're just going to talk and talk about our what's up with us, what's going on.
We're going to have some feel-good stories on Mondays.
Yes.
To start your week off with something feel-goody.
Some feel-good stories on Mondays. Get that serotonin in you. And then, you know, throughout the week, just watch it plummet.
Who's serotonin?
She's right here.
Where do I find her?
I'm not sure. I think that's going to be the one that's going to be challenging for both of us. But we're going to try our best. And you want to know what? And also, too, I would love these podcasts also to be a chance for us to talk about, like, any small businesses around Halifax that we really enjoy. We'll give plugs where we need to and tell you guys what we're digging.
If you have a local business and you want us to say their name, you let us know.
That's right. Yeah, let us know. Let us know who you're buying from, who you're buying your Christmas gifts for. Well, that's going to be a hot take. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Oh,
I'm not used to doing things in chunks like this.
Yeah.
I'm used to long-form conversation where we dive in and we get to everything at once. And this is going to be a lesson in patience for me because I need to bring it all together for these little mini episodes.
I believe in you, homie. You got this.
I hope this. I mean, I've done.
You got this.
I've done 15-hour live stream, 12-hour live stream, live show, and now this daily podcast challenge, which is going to be very interesting. And Sarah is. Oh my god! Like I should have said this off the top. Sarah's going to be co-hosting this with me.
Sarah Square is going to be co-hosting.
Are you terrified?
No, I'm actually really excited.
Yeah?
Yeah.
This is going
to
be.
I wanted to co-host a podcast.
And
here we are.
You are my co-host in Podmas.
Yes.
My partner in Podmas.
Podmas partner.
Podmas partner.
Oh, I love that. I feel like we just, you know, level up their friendship a little bit.
We need some sort of cheesy Christmas picture of us.
Yeah.
We'll have to make that happen somehow.
With like a Santa hat?
Yeah, I can Photoshop something together for sure.
I'd love that for us.
But this is new and I hope you guys like this. This is just kind of a look into like our lives. And we're still going to roll forward with regular episodes with guests, and you're still going to get that. But these will just be like, again, little podcast advent chocolates,
audio chocolates for your ear holes.
Hopefully it'll be just as delicious. But oh my gosh. So Wildcard Wednesday is kind of an anything goes, I guess, day of the week. One thing, we did release Travis Lindsay's episode on last Friday. So,
oh yeah, go listen to that. That's another thing for your ear holes. We have so many things for your ear holes today.
I haven't gotten any nasty messages yet about that episode, so that's good.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, everyone, Travis's album, you gotta check that out. Give that
it's
a download.
So good. It's you guys so good. Love it. Yeah. So funny.
Yeah. He is like just a phenomenal talent, and I can't plug that album enough. He's so go download
literally the best.
Travis's second album. It is called Killed at the Funeral. Listen to the episode that we released last week. It was a deep dive into all things comedy and life, and just mental health.
I really like that album name.
Killed at the Funeral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's badass.
Right?
Yeah.
It's so good. And he's right. So like that's in reference to Andrew Vaughn's Celebration of Life, his funeral thing that we had where essentially people went up to talk, you know, like you do at a Celebration of Life, but yeah. It just became a comedy show. Like really people went up and, you know, they said sentimental things, but they also did like a tight five.
That's
you know?
That's how I want my funeral to be. Just like yeah! Everyone go up, do your tight five, do your tight 10. I don't even care.
Right.
Please just do a stand up show for my funeral.
Make people laugh.
Yeah.
You know, because that's what it's all about.
Don't cry. Cause if you cry, I'm going to come back and haunt you and be like, bitch, what you doing? Why you crying?
I want that too. But I also want to be cremated and turned into a firework.
I love that for you. I want to be cremated and thrown into the ocean.
Oh, seems cold.
Yeah. Also, I don't want fish to ingest me.
But
so
you
I
are.
May have to...
I was just going to say, you're scared of fish and they will straight up eat your ashes.
Well,
it'll be like fish food falling into the ocean and they'll be like, nom, 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 nom.
And then they'll ship me out later.
Yeah.
So that doesn't sound like fun.
You need to rethink your end of life plan. Kicking off this daily podcast real nice and positive with some death talk. I fucking love it.
Typical intoxicated stuff, you know. Typical. Some things will never change.
And speaking of Travis and comedy, we are stand-up comedians. Did you do any shows this past week? No.
You
didn't do any.
No, but next week I'm going to do some shows.
Next week you are on...
We're going to do Ladies Night together.
That's holy shit. That is next week. Oh my God. Shit.
Is that next? Oh shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's.
It is.
Oh God damn. Okay.
But
I'm
going
to try to do Foggy Funnies on Sunday.
Nice. That's fun.
Yeah, I love that room. It's my favorite room.
So I had two interesting comedy experiences this past week, which was a utter, complete, massive bomb at Economy Shoe Shop, which was so bad. And I can't even, like, it's one of those memories that, like, I just want taken away from my brain because I don't ever want to think about it again.
I know where you're coming from because I felt that way the last time I did Oasis.
Mm.
I was like, fuck, I can never come back here again.
It's the worst. And a couple of things contributed to that, I think. And that's not me making excuses, but that's me looking at the show going, I think I kind of know what happened here, what threw me off. I don't like the Sunday Silly stage because it's so bright. And I can't see the audience. And that really throws me off. The other thing was, really was not a lot of people there. And
that's really surprising.
Yeah, it was like very, very dead. Robbie wasn't there. So that is why.
Oh.
He was away.
God
and
damn
Robbie
it.
Wrangles a lot of people for those shows. So it was a really weird show. And I did not do well. And I stumbled. I blanked a couple times. Which was new for me. I don't usually blank.
New for you, yeah.
I'm usually pretty good at even like looking at my notes if I'm blanking. But it was bad, and I did not have fun. But then I did District 5, which I normally do bad at, and I did okay. So it was very strange.
Maybe they switched.
Maybe my bad luck has now moved to Economy Shoe Shop.
Oh no.
Which I hope that's not the case because I am warming up the crowd for Geneva Dickey's live show. Oh, yeah. Tonight, when this drops, it'll be tonight.
That's so
December
fun.
1st. Yeah, hopefully I won't fucking bomb. No, you're gonna do fine. Because she wants me to do some jokes, and I'm like, I'll do jokes. Ooh. But, like, I hope that, like, I would assume if you're going to a podcast live show, like, and she's doing really fun things with it, too. Like, we're doing, like, a little Tinder critique of people in the crowd.
Oh, fun.
And, like, she's doing, like, a little Bachelorette segment, too.
Yeah.
I would assume if you're going to a show like that, hopefully you're down to be entertained and you'll laugh at jokes. That's my hope. So, but it is scary when you're the first one going up and you gotta get them excited and shit. So gonna do a couple jokes and just warm the crowd up and then like introduce her. So it'll be fun.
That's gonna be so fun.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Really good.
You're gonna kill it. You're definitely the right person to be warming up a crowd for sure. You have really high energy on stage and like you can get people going.
I hope I can. I don't have too much experience with it, and that's kind of my thing with hosting. But in this case, like, I can kind of just focus on my little 5 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and just really, like, I'll probably just ask them some questions. Oh, who's in the crowd? Single? Taken? Dating? Like, what do we have here going on?
Yeah,
just kind of give her a feel, too.
Yeah.
So it gives her a feel for, like, who's there. And then, yeah, I'm very excited for it. So it should be good.
Yeah, it's going to be so fun. It's really funny that you said that you hate the Economy Shoe Shop stage because I fucking love it.
So you find comfort in the
not
lights
seeing people.
That's so
although now that I've done Foggy Funnies a couple times, like I'm getting more comfortable seeing the crowd because like you can see everybody in that room.
There you go.
Because the way that's set up.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, I don't really care so much if I see the crowd.
There you go. And then soon enough
prefer.
You'll like both.
Yeah.
Hopefully. And you'll be able to do both. I still don't like bright lights. I don't know what it is.
It's like being in a haunted house. Like, if I take my glasses off, I can't see anything and it's better.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, I like to be in the know. I don't like the unknown.
I don't like the unknown in other aspects, but I'm okay with not knowing on stage. Like,
yeah.
If I hear their laughter, that's good enough for me.
Yeah.
I don't want to see them.
Yeah, there you go.
Although, who made that good point about, like, we need to see the crowd because you can see, like, if they're smiling or like laughing a little bit.
Might
was
have
that,
been Travis.
Was that Travis?
It might have been, yes.
I think so.
Yeah.
That was really interesting to me too. Cause like I never thought of that. Cause I'm just
because
like,
otherwise you'll go off thinking, I totally bombed. They hated me. I suck. But like if they're smiling, if they're paying attention, I mean, if they're paying attention, you're doing something right. Cause like it's very easy for crowds to get distracted,
pay attention.
Exactly, right?
Especially small crowds.
Yeah. So yeah, that's why I think it's good to see them.
Yeah. Did everybody do bad that night?
No.
I'm sure they did.
No.
Yes, they did.
No. There was definitely people who did well. And and so that's why I hate that when you come off stage. Like, it's a weird cry. It's like, no, it's no excuse. It's not an excuse. I did bad.
Yeah.
I take accountability for doing bad.
That was like at Oasis, too small crowd. And it was just like, there's maybe 4 people in the crowd. And then the comics, and I did my jokes backwards, and I stumbled, and I blanked, and I was the only one who did bad. Everyone else did phenomenal.
Then yeah, there you go. But listen, you might not have done good, but there was reasons
that's
behind
okay.
you not doing good.
Yeah, and you move
so
on.
That's and that's fine.
Yeah,
as long as you take away from it what you learned, like then you're good and. It's gonna happen. And you just have to like grit your teeth and bear it, and it sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks when it happens. It really makes you not want to get up there again.
I used to feel that way when I first started comedy, but now I've been doing it more. I don't feel that way. I'm just kind of like, it was a bad night.
Good.
Like, and I kind of like I don't sit in it for too long. Like obviously you're gonna feel shitty when you go off stage, regardless. But now I'm just like, whatever.
Yeah,
now I'm just gonna go do another show and do better.
My thing is like I just get mad at myself. And that was my thing that night.
Oh, yeah.
It's not so much like, oh, I'm embarrassed. It's just like, I could have done better and I'm pissed off that I didn't bring it.
Yeah.
District 5, Scott gave me another good pep talk before I went up. He told me to get into a power stance. I mean, Scott's thing is like, I move around too much on stage and he wants me to stand still and stand straight and still and like in a power stance when you're doing stand up. And so I tried that at District 5 and it did work.
Yeah.
I don't did that. Was that the main reason why I did well? I don't know. But It helped, I think, just being grounded and like
interesting
in the spot. But I think if you have a big stage, you should work the stage.
Yeah.
That's my kind of thought.
I was supposed to say, like, the last few times I saw you, like, you didn't move too much. Like, okay. You were moving around so much that I was like, what is she doing?
The feedback I've gotten is that the movement, it makes it really look like I'm way more nervous than I am.
Huh. Interesting.
So it's something that I'm trying to work on.
Yeah.
But
I just talk really fast.
You do.
I can't.
God bless you. And that's the thing. You're very funny, but you got to slow down so people can take it in.
Okay.
tough love on this first episode of Podmas, everyone. I think that covers it for this one. I think we got 20 minutes. So like, cool. It's a good first episode. And oh my gosh, this was great. This was a fun little bite-sized podcast. And tune in tomorrow for the next
woohoo
day two. This is day one
day
of Podmas.
Day two of Podmas.
That's right. Okay, well, guys, we will talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.